Welcome to the Zero Input Agriculture Podcast. If you would like to support what I do, check out my biological science fiction novel, Our Vitreous Womb, available on Amazon and Kobo. This week, the three times plants almost destroyed the planet. When you think of plants, you probably imagine lush green trees swaying in the breeze, producing oxygen that keeps us alive, making life on Earth more pleasant in 100 different ways. Plants are the foundation of the terrestrial food web, but the path they took to reach their current position featured several brushes with disaster on a planetary scale. The primary power of plants comes from their ability to do photosynthesis, a neat trick that massively increases the available energy. Primitive forms of bacterial photosynthesis were limited since they relied on rare chemicals like sulfur to start the reaction. Green photosynthesis in cyanobacteria, also known as blue-green algae, made the key advancement of using common water as its starting ingredient, converting it to oxygen in the process. Today, oxygen is vital for our survival, but when blue-green algae first started producing this highly reactive molecule, it was relatively unknown on the planet, not that different to how humans today started pumping out CFC gases, destroying the ozone layer. The organisms that evolved before the appearance of oxygen in the atmosphere found it to be highly toxic. As oxygen accumulated in the atmosphere, these sensitive organisms were forced to retreat into places such as being buried deep in the mud. The accumulating oxygen also dramatically changed the chemistry of the oceans. Previously, iron was soluble in the water, but reacting with oxygen turned it into an insoluble form that sank to the bottom. This formed the massive iron ore deposits that are now a cornerstone of our industrial civilization. The oxygen also reacted with methane in the atmosphere that had previously provided a sufficient greenhouse effect to keep the early Earth warm enough to be hospitable for life at a time when the sun's output was significantly lower than today. Once this insulating blanket was stripped away, the planet was plunged into a severe ice age known as Snowball Earth. The entire planet froze solid, almost to the equator, and life nearly ground to a halt. Once organisms figured out how to use this new toxin in the atmosphere, it allowed the evolution of larger and more complex cells, and eventually into multicellular organisms. Some of these cells engulfed the tiny blue-green algae and went on to form the chloroplast that we find in plants today. This new photosynthetic partnership turbocharged plants in their conquest of the land. Previously, the land was only inhabited by lichens, a symbiont themselves that weave together fungi and single-celled algae. While lichens slowly ate away at the rocks by secreting acids, the first land plants, in symbiosis with their own root fungi, dramatically stepped things up a level by pushing their roots ever deeper into the soil. These acid-secreting roots remind me of the terrifying xenomorphs with corrosive blood from the Alien movies. By pumping acid into the soil, the plants could mobilize the minerals they needed to grow, but in the process they also destabilized a massive amount of these minerals that leached and ran off into the oceans, totally dwarfing our current issues with fertilizer runoff from agriculture. Once dissolved in the oceans, these minerals combined with carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, forming limestone and dolomite that also sank to the bottom. This carbon dioxide had previously helped warm the Earth through a greenhouse effect, and once again, plants stripped this protective layer off the atmosphere and plunged the planet into another severe and prolonged ice age. Silly plants, when will you learn to take better care of your home? Photosynthesis is powerful stuff indeed. You would think that the caring and supportive plants of the world would have learnt their lesson after nearly destroying the planet twice in a row, but they weren't done yet. In their quest to selfishly shove other plants out of the sunlight, some plants learnt to grow ever taller. One key development was the evolution of a chemical called lignin, a tough bioplastic found in the woody tissue of modern plants. This gives cellulose more mechanical toughness, allowing plants to grow as tall as modern-day trees. There was one tiny problem, however. While plants quickly became experts at making lignin-rich wood, there were no organisms around that could use it in any way, so lignin simply accumulated and lay around in great heaps, not that different to how the plastic rubbish created by industrial humans piles up around the planet. It adds a whole new meaning to the term leaf litter. It took fungi and bacteria tens of millions of years to catch up and become effective decomposers of this new woody waste material. In the meantime, the great rubbish layers were buried by geological activity, eventually forming the coal beds that are the second cornerstone of modern industrial civilization. In some ways, decomposing microbes haven't completely caught up with the capacity for plants to produce waste material. Another fate for excess plant material is fire. Debates about natural fire regimes aside, is a raging conflagration the best end use for all that solar energy and biomass? Our human ancestors tapped into surplus plant biomass through the harnessing of fire, a key step that laid the foundation for who we are today. We more recently tapped into coal and iron, and transformed our society and planet through the Industrial Revolution, though those ancient resources won't last forever. When coal and oil are gone, how will our society transform to once again rely on biomass for energy? My book, Taming the Apocalypse, explores possible futures that allow humanity to get by with purely biological resources. So, next time you are laying in the grass and looking up at the trees, remember how their great green power transformed the planet, both for the better and the worse, depending on the timescale of the story you are telling. Perhaps humans with their newly awakened powers of transformation will also settle down over time to make the planet a more interesting and hospitable place. Just don't be surprised if we mess it up first a few times along the way.